With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump spoke to the annual National Religious Broadcasters Convention Thursday night in Nashville, saying the group will play a major role in getting America back on track.
We're going to save this country. It will be thanks to the men and women like you, like the people in this audience, and we are represented by the best, the people who make God's work your work, God's work, your work. That's what you do. And I want to thank you all. Incredible job. Thank you very much.
Conservative Political Action Conference has begun. The event in Washington, D.C. will be headlined by former President Trump, who will make his keynote address on Saturday before heading off to South Carolina for the state primary. GOP Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida says fellow House Republicans are prepared to shut down the government over border security.
My position to my colleagues on Capitol Hill is clear. You either secure the border or you get no money for the government.
Also at SRNnews.com, a billboard in Times Square asks how the Biden administration can allow such chaos in New York and at the southern border.
Showing video of NYPD officers being recently beaten by a group of illegal migrants outside a taxpayer-funded shelter, the billboard reads, quote, "Hey Joe, if cops aren't safe because of your open borders, nobody is." In a written statement, Alfredo Ortiz, the group's CEO, notes that the chaos at the border is affecting the entire country, including small businesses that face elevated costs due to crime. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Three students from the University of Wyoming have died following a car crash. The 18, 19, and 21-year-old students were on the swim team at the University of Wyoming. This is SRN News. Attacks on houses of worship in this country are increasing.
According to the Family Research Council's Hostility Against Churches report, there were 436 incidents last year, more than double the number identified in 2022, and more than eight times the number identified in 2018. The attacks range from vandalism to bomb threats and shootings, deliberately targeting a church congregation. The latest incident took place this month at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston, where a woman opened fire with a gun. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A prosecutor wants the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide whether state law bans abortions before the case goes through any lower appellate court. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade reactivated an 1849 law that conservatives argue banned abortion. A Dane County judge ruled the legal language in the ban does not use the term abortion, so it only prohibits attacking a woman in an attempt to kill her unborn child. This is SRN News. Well, it will cost you more to get a mortgage.
Mortgage rates are creeping higher again. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose to 6.9% this week. That's a third straight weekly increase and the highest average rate since mid-December. The rate had been mostly easing after climbing to a 23-year high of 7.79% in late October. The recent rate increases could mean more financial pressure on home shoppers this spring home buying season. Still, many economists are forecasting mortgage rates will ease further in coming months. I'm Alex Vega.
Average annual percentage rates on credit cards are at record highs. According to an analysis by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, average APR on credit cards were nearly 23% in 2023 compared to about 13% in 2013. Toyota is recalling 280,000 vehicles in the U.S. It's due to an issue with the transmission. The vehicles may creep forward in neutral. More details at srnnews.com.